Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, work or volunteer in a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Next question. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in a nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in this nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. Definitely? Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Which political party are you registered with, Republican, Democrat, or non-affiliated?
Republican.
Okay. What is your main racial background? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black
Caucasian.
American, Hispanic? Okay, thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66
Sadly,
to 70?
56 to 65.
Okay. Still young. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, corruption in local government, quality of life like roads and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety.
Bingo.
Bloody
crime and neighborhood safety.
Okay, thank you. Although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Yes.
Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Lean slightly to the Republican candidate. I'll just mark definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Maria Elvira Salazar.
Moderate.
Somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable, yeah.
Okay, thank you. What about Vicky Lopez?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Eileen Higgins?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, thank you. What about Carlos Jimenez?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you. What about
Joe? He had the COVID. It was terrible.
Okay. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable. Oh, my
thank
gosh.
You. What about Miguel Solomon?
I don't know him.
Okay. No problem. What about Fabian Bazabi?
Oh, he's fantastic. Is it Bazabi or Bazabi? he's interesting. Is there a neutral?
All the options you have are either very, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion.
Just somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. What about Joe Sanchez?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Francis Suarez?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. What about Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Have no opinion.
No opinion, okay. What about Daniela Levine Caba?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Joe Carollo?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay, thank you. What about Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
I do not know. So no opinion.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Rosie Cordero Stutz?
No opinion. It's just another one I do not know yet.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Miguel Solomon, 100%.
Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Joe Carollo. Anybody
okay,
by Eileen Higgins.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way of the job, I'm sorry, that Eileen Higgins is doing her job as your county commissioner?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. You will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely, less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood.
Carry on in Lavina Cava's name.
Okay. So
definitely. Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
Yes, very, yeah, definitely, very unfavorable. Like, cannot wait to get rid of this woman.
Okay, much less likely.
Much less likely,
Eileen,
yep.
Okay, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Mm-hmm. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of her residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft.
That much less likely. This one is pure evil.
Okay. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country. With housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States, Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes.
Much less likely.
Thank you. During these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for a rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
But my key, one of my key issues, much less likely.
Okay, thank you. And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Miguel Solomon.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Joe Carollo.
Thank you. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Okay. I am going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
Master's?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
Thanks so much. You too. Good luck.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.